Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm named after my grandfather Jacob Sawatsky, a Mennonite farmer who fled Stalin's regime in Ukraine to build a new life in Canada. His father and many relatives were persecuted and sent to forced labor camps, never to return, part of the millions who suffered under Soviet rule. My grandfather worked tirelessly to adapt, learning English, taking factory jobs, graduating in physics from UBC, and becoming a teacher. His story shaped my values and taught me to act when I see a problem. Before entering politics, I earned a Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience from UBC and was preparing to begin a Master's in Counseling Psychology. Mental health and addiction are deeply personal causes, issues that have touched many people close to me. That's why I've helped raise over $140,000 for the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Do you live in New Westminster, Burnaby, Coquitlam?
If not, where do you live?
I was born and raised just across the bridge in Surrey, but I've spent years working, organizing events, and building strong relationships in Burnaby and New Westminster, communities I plan to call home. Whether it's housing, mental health, or the rising cost of living, I know these challenges affect everyone, from young people just starting out to families trying to stay afloat and seniors on fixed incomes. I've experienced these pressures firsthand and understand how urgently we need practical, compassionate solutions. Burnaby and New Westminster deserve a representative who's present, engaged, and ready to act. I'm committed to being that voice for families, seniors, and everyone working hard to build a good life here.
What makes you the best candidate for New Westminster, Burnaby, Millardville?
Burnaby, New Westminster is a growing region that deserves its fair share, whether it's infrastructure, schools, transit, or community spaces. A career politician who's always been on the outside can't deliver that. We need someone who will be part of government and get things done. As a young professional, I know what's at stake. Our generation is facing unprecedented challenges, from housing and affordability to mental health and climate change. We need a voice at the table who will live with the consequences of these decisions for decades to come. I bring a fresh perspective, new energy, and a deep commitment to public service. I've spent years organizing local initiatives, supporting artists and musicians across Burnaby, New Westminster, and Coquitlam, and raising over $215,000 for charity. I'm not running to climb a political ladder, I'm running to listen, to serve, and to fight for real progress in a community that...
What are the top three issues in this federal election?
What I'm hearing at the doors, whether I'm in Burnaby, New West, or Coquitlam, is that people are feeling squeezed. The top three things that come up over and over are affordability, public safety, and infrastructure that keeps up with how fast we're growing. Affordability is hitting people from all sides: housing, groceries, day-to-day costs. As a young person, it is hard to imagine owning a home or staying in the community you grew up in. That's why I support building more homes, faster, scrapping the GST for first-time buyers, and protecting the programs families count on. Public safety is a real concern too. People tell me they don't feel safe on the SkyTrain or in some areas at night. I've seen how mental health and addiction affect people. We need more prevention, treatment, and support on the ground, not just tougher laws. And when it comes to infrastructure, it's important this riding has access to community centers, schools, safe streets, parking, and making sure our neighborhoods actually work for the people living in them. I'm running because I believe young people deserve a real voice in shaping the future. And I'm ready to show up, work hard, and deliver for this community. Many Canadians are deeply concerned about the ongoing threats of annexation and tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump. How would you and your party deal with this situation?
Only Mark Carney and our Liberal team have a plan to stand up to Trump and protect our sovereignty. Canadians cannot trust someone who calls Canada broken to stand up to Trump. We as Liberals know that when dealing with a bully like Donald Trump, we cannot stand back, we have to stand strong. That means investing in our military and building it strong, investing in housing, investing in jobs and innovation, and cutting taxes on working Canadians. Together, with Mark Carney as Prime Minister, we can build a stronger Canada. What would your party do to address housing affordability for residents in New Westminster, Burnaby, Millardville? Housing affordability is one of the top concerns I'm hearing at the doors in New Westminster, Burnaby, Millardville. People are worried about making each month's rent, home ownership slipping away, and young families being priced out of the communities they love. A Mark Carney-led Liberal government has a bold plan to tackle the housing crisis. We'll double the rate of home building to 500,000 new homes a year by fast-tracking permits, building on federal land, and working directly with cities and provinces to deliver real results. We'll eliminate the GST on first-time home purchases under $1 million, saving families up to $50,000. As a young candidate, I know what it's like to feel locked out of the housing market. That's why I want to bring new energy, long-term thinking, and a strong voice for affordability to Ottawa. With the ongoing tariff concerns, what would you and your government do to protect Canadian jobs and ease the financial burden on consumers? Canadians are right to be concerned about the return of tariffs under a second Trump presidency. The threat is real, and the financial pressure it would create for workers and families across the Lower Mainland can't be ignored. Mark Carney has made it clear. Every cent of revenue the government collects from retaliatory tariffs will go directly back into protecting Canadian workers, industries, and small businesses. That means targeted support to keep people employed, keep supply chains moving, and ease the financial burden on families already feeling stretched. We need a government that's proactive and unflinching when it comes to defending Canadian jobs, and I believe Mark Carney is that kind of leader. His experience on the world stage gives me confidence that we'll be ready to handle economic threats. As a young candidate who will live with the long-term consequences of these decisions, I believe this is about protecting our future. The New West Record, Burnaby Now, and Tri-City News will soon be closing. How will you and your party work to strengthen or change the Online News Act to ensure Canadians in communities of all sizes continue to have access to independent, trustworthy local information? A free and independent press is essential to a healthy democracy. Journalists ask tough questions, hold power to account, and make sure Canadians stay informed. This election is shaping up to be a choice between Pierre Poilievre and Mark Carney. I'm proud to stand with Mark because he understands the importance of strong institutions and a free press in protecting our democracy. The Liberal Party has a long history of supporting Canadian journalism, and I'll continue that commitment. We're the party that stood up to big tech and demanded they compensate our news media for their content. In a time of growing disinformation and division, we need leadership that values truth, transparency, and the role journalists play in keeping our country strong. Where can voters contact you? The community can reach me anytime at info@voteforjake.ca or find me on social media at voteforjake2025. Editor's note: The Record, Burnaby Now, Tri-City News sent this questionnaire to all candidates in New Westminster, Burnaby, Millardville. Candidates were given an April 14th submission deadline. Ellipses have been used to indicate responses exceeding the word limit provided to candidates for each of the questions.